I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia says October 18th is an important date. That's when the Indian Supreme Court will determine whether or not Dalit Christians will receive basic human rights now given to Hindu, Sikh, and Buddhist Dalits. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says he's confident. If Dalits win, that could mean thousands coming to Christ and not enough trained leaders to help.
Every year we are turning away students from our Bible school simply because we don't have the resources to keep them in our center. So there is no lack of Christian workers. We just need to find a way to, help them so we can get the job done.
Next, it's the beginning of a new road for the boys living in the San Gabriel Boys Home in Guatemala. WayFM, a sister ministry of Mission Network News, is helping fund a new well for the government orphanage there, sponsored by Buckner Orphan Care International. Buckner's Vice President Mike Duras explains why the project like this opens doors for the hope of Christ.
Those children basically are the throwaways, the kids that have been rejected many times by their parents, by really society itself, and then to have people come down there and show them that unique and special love gives them hope that many of them never have had.
And statistics show that many college students abandon their faith while they're in school. Life Action Revival Ministries knows that maintaining a godly walk in campus culture is hard. They're reaching out to Christian students, offering discipleship to help them reflect their faith in a counterculture. Collegiate Impact is Life Action's response. Teams work to prepare the students for leadership through revival institutes. There, students are taught the practical aspects of campus ministry. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.